Yes, joining us here in our studios for the program here today, we're going to talk about, we just barely got to fall, and we're already going to talk a little bit about winter season stuff. We're going to talk Festival of Trees here in Atlantic this morning. Carol Schuler is with us this morning to visit. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
You're pushing us into the next season already.
I'm thinking ahead, I guess. Not wanting to be organized for it, I guess.
Always have to plan ahead.
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, the Festival of Trees here in Atlantic is coming up, of course, a little bit later on. But in the planning stages right now, putting together what we hope will be another spectacular event this year, the American Cancer Society here, the Cass County unit, is the one that benefits and helps to coordinate a lot of the events. It's a good fundraiser for you?
Great fundraiser. And we need the community's participation in order to make it a great time.
Yeah, always do. And we'll talk more as we get a little bit closer to the actual event about the dates, times, places, all the fun things you'll see and what have you. But for right now, to have a great event and lots of fun things to see, we need to get some folks involved. You get a lot of people that display year after year, right?
Right, we do. But we also need those people that are new to the community or have something new, a collection. And it doesn't have to be a tree or a wreath. It can be a lot of different things.
That's the thing I think people get tied up on. It is called the Festival of Trees.
Yes.
But there have been lots of different things. I know we've done some wreaths and things mm-hmm. like that. We have something different planned this year. But
yay.
We've got some, it's always kind of fun to shake it up just a little bit.
Absolutely. We have one gentleman who brings his train collection. And all of us, we thought it was for the kids, but all of us really, really love it. So it can be anything that you collect or something you want to share with others. Around that Christmas season, it's nice to share.
That's what Christmas is about. We were all children once. Some of us never stopped.
Right.
But, we all enjoy those kinds of things. And it is kind of fun to see things that literally kind of take us back.
Take us back and allow us to get new ideas at the same time. So it really is an opportunity to reflect. We have all the preschools come. They bring the kids. We have parents and families that come. We have older adults that come and just want to relive some of their past.
You bet. Well, as I said, we're further down the road before we get to this, but now's the time to really kind of start thinking about it and make contact, get involved, make your intentions known. And start kind of planning, because folks come in with different types of things. You talked about the different styles and types. It doesn't have to be a tree. But even the trees are all different. Some folks will theme them.
We've never had two trees be the same. Next to each other, they might be similar, but they might be totally different colors, different ideas, different themes, different whatever people come up with.
Yeah, what do they come up with? Are some of them, like if it's a business that sponsors it, do they mm-hmm. kind of base it after their business? Do folks have hankering for a silver tree or maybe
absolutely.
A gold tree, uh-huh. all kinds of different things?
All kinds of different things. The preschools, of course, somehow or other, the kids make the ornaments. So those are very basic. Sometimes there's people with kids' pictures on them. Roland's, I know, do an ornament where they memorialize the people that they have helped that year. We do a memory tree, which is in honor or memory of those people that we've lost that year. So it can be anything. It can be anything from snowflakes to something that's maybe not very Christmassy. The firemen did a tree one year that had fire trucks on it. It had nothing to do with Christmas, but it really caught the attention because it had a red light at the top. Yeah. Really good.
That catches the kids' attention, I'm sure, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Big kids, too.
A lot of kids come through, don't they?
Yes.
And a lot of kids participate, I suppose, in a lot of ways. You mentioned the school kids participate.
Absolutely, yeah. Churches, sororities. It doesn't matter who you are if you would like to share something. I think the other thing we have to realize is it's not just the trees and the festival that you participate that way in. We need bakers. We need people to sit at the front desk. We always ask Rotary for a donation to help pay for the actual place. I mean, it takes a lot of people besides the bakers and besides the decorators that come together and make it a huge success.
Yeah, because there's a few more things going on. I know there, at times there have been music, there have been snacks, there have even been kind of a little bit of food at different mm-hmm. times for
right.
folks when they come through. There are things going on.
Yes, and we work together with the chamber. They have the chamber parade during that time, the Christmas parade. We work with the Doe's Cookie Walk during that time. We work with the Anita Walk during the time that Anita has their walk on Sunday. Chris Parks has a memorial program in honor, and inspirational music, and we again read the names of those that we'd like to honor. It's from the American Cancer Society.
Okay, so it's a full program at different times. Or if you prefer and just want to come and just kind of observe and see, that's what it is. It's kind of it's your own guided tour.
It is. It's like you mentioned, we have cookies, we have apple cider, we have soup on Sunday for people who just want to walk through. We have a big raffle item table. This year, Wyrick Welding has donated a Coca-Cola red bench, metal bench for outside. So we have raffle items, and if people want to make a donation to that, certainly they're welcome to. But what we want people to do, kids, adults alike, walk through and get in the Christmas spirit.
I guess I misspoke. It's actually an unguided tour.
It is an unguided tour. Totally unguided. Take your time. We do have Christmas music. We have some people lined up to sing and play music. It's really just a quiet afternoon, if you want to make it that, or evening, and a good way to get in the spirit. But in order to do that, we need the participants.
Sure. We mentioned up front, this is a program that's put on and helped to support it by the and supports the Cass County unit of the American Cancer Society. You've been involved in this for a long time. Why is it so important to you?
Because I think people that have cancer, sometimes we're not able to help them in any way. And by raising funds and supporting those people who have cancer by sharing our, you know, inspirational times, it gives you an opportunity to feel good about what you can do to help.
And the money raised helps to raise awareness, among other things.
It does raise awareness. It goes to service. It goes to research. It goes to education. We have those kind of things right here in Cass County. But, of course, not all the money stays here because we need to find a cure for cancer.
Yeah, and while we think that cancer is so prevalent, unfortunately, that we've all been touched by it, and we probably have, it's, again, one of those things where there are a lot of unknowns for most people until that day comes.
That's right. And it's gotten so much better. I mean, we diagnose earlier. Mm-hmm. We have better treatments. We can't always save everyone, but we do hope to prolong their life and make it as good a life as they can possibly have during that time.
Yeah, and that's an important part of it, too. The money that's raised doesn't necessarily have to go directly to a cure. Okay. That's great, and that's always top of mind. But it's the other things that surround that, like you said, the awareness, but also making folks comfortable, helping folks along that journey that they're now taking on.
And the education alone, we're diagnosing earlier and earlier because people know, you know, you diagnose, you have a colorectal screening or you have a breast cancer screening. And those are the kind of things that allow us to find cancer sooner so that we do have a better diagnosis at the end.
Absolutely. The Festival of Trees, what are the dates for that?
The actual dates are December 1 through December 4, so that is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Of course, setup is earlier that week, November 30, 29 and 30. So, you know, it's mostly that week after Thanksgiving is when we'll be participating.
Okay. It'll be held at the Catholic Parish Center on 5th Street here in Atlantic, as it has been in the past. And you've got an opportunity for folks to come in ahead of time, as you mentioned, and kind of get set up, and that's great. But now is the time you need to kind of be thinking about it. So if they would like to participate and they maybe would be first-timers, what's the process like for them from here on?
Okay, so Deb Schuler and Vicki Nodgaard are our co-chair for this. And you can certainly email them at smithag@metc.net or vinbob@icloud.com. You can always contact me for more information or I can get you in contact with what you need. My number's 712-243-4701. Talk to you anytime, even if you just want some information.
Just let someone know of your intentions and
that's right.
You're good to go.
We'll get you signed up.
There's no fee for those for the exhibitors.
No, absolutely not. We'd love to pay you, but instead they do it out of the goodness of their heart. So we really appreciate that.
Very good. All right. Well, a good event planned for a little bit later on. And we'll talk again as we get a little bit closer and share some details about some of the fun things specifically that you will see once they get decorated and set up. And we look forward to another good season, another good opportunity there. Carol, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you.